जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो,
जिस हाल में जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो।
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो।
सहनाभवतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्।
प्लीज रिपीट ऑल ऑफ यू।
यू गॉट द पेपर ना शांति।
ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि, ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि, वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि, बलम् इन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि, सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं, माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां, माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां, मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत्, मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत्, अनिराकरणमस्तु निराकरणं मे अस्तु, अनिराकरणमस्तु निराकरणं मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः, तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः, ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
वी विल चैंट एवरी डे देन वी कैन हैव द प्रैक्टिस।
दिस इज मंगलाचरण ऑफ केनो उपनिषद। What was the Mangalacharan of Ishavasyupanishad which we have done earlier? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat. So with the grace of Lord and Pujya Gurudev and the blessings of Pujya Guruji, we are going to start Keno Upanishad today. This was Mangalacharan. Mangalacharan means, acharan means offering, mangal means auspicious offering. To whom? To the Lord. So there are three types of Mangalacharan. First is Asirvad Rupa. We are praying to the Lord, give us the blessing. Asirvad Rupa. Second is Vastu Nirdesha. Vastu Nirdesh indicating the Supreme Self. Like in the Om Purnamada Purnamidam. Straightway Vastu. What is the Vastu? The Tattva. The Purnam. The Brahman. Straight we are going to Brahman. Vastu Nirdesha. First one was Asirvad Rupa. Asirvad, we seek his blessings. Vastu Nirdesha. Second. And third is Isht Devata Namaskar Rupam. Isht Devata. We are praying to our Isht Devata. That Isht Devata may be different. Your Isht Devata may be Krishna, somebody's may be Kali, somebody's may be Ramji, or different Devatas are there. So Isht Devata Rupam. In Tattva Bodh, we have got a Mangalacharan, which is Isht Devata Rupa. How is that? Vasudevendra Yogindram Natva Ganamaya Pradum Mucho Nam Hitarthaya Tattva Bodho Vidhiyate. Vasudev. We are praying to the Vasudev. But many places you will not find that also. It starts with Atha. Atha Brahma Jigyasa, Brahma Sruta start with Atha. Atha is also auspicious. Because when Brahmaji came out, he chanted two words, Om and Atha. So you will find many mantras, many texts starting with Atha. So Atha is also very auspicious. Why do we chant Mangalacharan? What is the need? Why we seek his grace? Because he is powerful. Both of us are sentient. Lord is also sentient, Jeev is also sentient. But who is superior in between Jeev and Lord? Lord. Why? Huh? That is one reason he is Satya Pradhan. Second reason is that we don't know our all karmas. We don't remember the karma of this life. What to talk about the previous lives. But he remembers everything. Therefore, he is karma phal data, not jiva. He is karma phal data. So when he is karma phal data, then he has got the power also. Power to remove any obstacle in my sadhana. When we are studying the scriptures, obstacle may come. Who can remove that? Lord can remove. Or he can keep it in abeyance for some time. Abhi padhai likhai ho rahi hai, ek ghante baad I will give you. That much he can do. If he don't want to remove it fully, at least he can postpone. So the obstacles can be removed by him. That is why we do the Mangalacharan. Gurudev has started, has given two Mangalacharans. One is the Om Sahana Bhavatu, which we daily chant. We briefly will see the meaning of Om Sahana Bhavatu also. And then we come to Om Aapayantu, the Mangalacharan of this text. Om, what is this Om? Om is the Brahman, is the powerhouse, is the engine of the whole train. Om connects with the Lord. Om gives all the sentiency. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, all gods, they get power from that Brahman, Om. The moment we start say Om, we are connected to the Lord. Om. And Mandukya Upanishad is only on the Om. There are only 12 mantras there. On Om, and Gaurapadacharya has written more than 200 stanzas as Karika explaining those 12 mantras. And it is said there that Om has got three letters, A, U and Ma. And the way you chant it, if you put more emphasis on the A, result will be different. If you put more emphasis on U, A represents is coming from the navel. It has got effect here. U has got effect here. And Ma has got effect here. When you chant Om, you will find a vibration here in your head. So that vibrates here more. So if you are giving more emphasis to more, that means the result will be different. So only by chanting Om, giving emphasis on A, U and Ma will give you three types of result, different. We are not going to discuss the result. But we have discussed in our Bhagavad class earlier somewhere. Om. Sah no. Sah means us. Both student and teacher, both are praying. Sah no. Together. Avatu protect us. Because he is superior to us. So we are requesting him protect both of us. Om Sah no. Avatu. Sah no bhunaktu. Sah means us. Now, together, Bhunaktu will enjoy. Enjoy what? Breakfast, lunch? No. The meaning of the scripture. Sahana Bhunaktu, maybe enjoy. Meaning. Sahaviryam Karvavahi. Sahaviryam. Together, we will exert. Both of us. But Mahatma say, Srota so sakta hai. Srota, the listener can sleep. But the bhakta cannot. He has to speak. So therefore the prayer is that both of us will exert. Sah viryam karvavahi tejasvi navadhitamastu. Being brilliant, exert to discover the inner meaning of what we study. Because the language is mystic here. If you try to study the scriptures yourself, Upanishad, you will be totally lost. Somewhere it will say, Atma daurta hai. He goes very fast, faster than anything in the world. And same time, in the next line it will say, it doesn't move. Okay. What is this? Daurta hai and it does not move. Both are contradictory statements. So it has to be studied under the guidance of teacher. So we may understand the inner meaning. Ma vidyasa vahi. Ma vidyasa. Ma means in Sanskrit. Sanskrit? No. Never. Vidyasa? Misunderstand each other. The student should not misunderstand teacher and teacher should not misunderstand student. Ma vidyasa. They should not argue. That doesn't mean that you will not ask question. You will ask question. But not kutarka. Not kutarka. You may have doubt, you can ask questions. Om, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Three times Shanti said. Why?
Three types of obstacles.
Because we have got only three types of sorrow. That's all. The sorrow can come from three places. Adi Daivik, like earthquake, tsunami, drought, no rain. Or flood, excessive rain. Who is the giver? God. Adi Daivi. Adi Bhautik. Bhautik means surrounding. Surrounding gives you problem. If suppose the next door neighbor starts a early morning bhajan, 3 o'clock in the morning and you are sleeping. That is disturbance, Adi Bhautik. And then Adhyatmik, from your own body. Today I've got headache or fever. So there can be sorrows only from three sources. That is why we expect Shanti, Shanti. Let there be peace from all three sides. Now Shanti mantra of this Upanishad, again it starts with Om. All mantra will start with Om. Because that is the inner joy house, that is the engine. That gives the sentiency to the mantra. That gives power to the mantra. ओम आप्यायंतु आप्यायंतु मे विगरसली और मे दिस बी हेल्दी व्हाट मम अंगानी मम मीन्स माई अंग आई एम प्रेइंग फॉर माई ओन लिम्ब्स मम अंगानी व्हाट आर दोज अंगानी वाक स्पीच यू सी द उपनिषद विल गिव यू ओनली वन वर्ड एंड यू हैव टू टेक द इम्पोर्ट ऑफ दैट वाक मीन्स इट कवर्स ऑल ऑर्गन्स ऑफ एक्शन वाक रिप्रेजेंट्स organ of action, speech. So that means all five organs of actions are covered by one word, vāk. So all my five organs of actions should be healthy. Vāk, prān. What is prān? Prān is our energy house. Prāna gives energy to the whole body. It connects gross body with the subtle body, prān. And there are five types of prana. You have studied prana, pan, bayan, udan, and saman. Very good. And there are five upaprana also, not required now. Five pranas. And they all have got different functions. That also we have studied earlier. Prana. So my prana should be also healthy. So organs of action should be healthy. Then prana should be healthy. Then chakshu srotram atha. Chachu, eyes, srotra, these represent organs of perception. So organs of action is covered, organs of perception is covered, prana, our energy house is covered. Atha, then, after that, it says, balamindriyani sarvani, there should be general health in the body. Suppose only these three things are strong, heart is weak. Liver is not working well. What will happen? Will you study? No. If you have got a little bit of headache, gone. Subhyamma fell down the other day, hurt her knee. So all the time the mind goes to the knee. The moment it pains, mind where? Knee. So general health is also required. Atha means then, after these things, you give me general health also. Balamindriyani sarvani. When the body is not healthy, you will not be able to listen Upanishad. Ek chota sa stroke ho gaya. Speech gone. Dekho. Khatam. So healthy body is required. Ma ham brahma nirakuryam. Ma means? Never, no, never aham, I, brahma, brahman, nirakuryam, deny.
Sarvam brahman.
Sarvam brahman upanishad, sarvam, whole thing, whatever we are seeing is what is brahma as per the upanishad. Upanishad says everything is brahman. Why everything is brahman? Anything made of gold is? Nothing but gold in different form. All five great elements we got it from Brahman. So these five great elements are nothing but Brahman in different form. And anything which is made from these five great elements is also nothing but Brahman in different form. So what are the things made of these five great elements? Pind, my body. Brahmanda, whole world is created by these five great elements. What is there in the Brahman? All 14 lokas, 7 lower lokas and 7 upper lokas. And what is the characteristic of these five great elements? It is always changing and perishable. Always changing and perishable. So anything which is made of these five great elements will be also changing and perishable. Anything which is changing and perishable will give you a sukh or dukh. Bas. Now you all know the source of your sorrow. At least we have identified one thing, that the all source of sorrow is the changing and perishable world, which we call OET, PFT, BMI, and directed by Vasana. That whole thing is the Prakriti. Whole thing is made of five great elements. Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam. Everything is Brahman only. In Drigdesha Vivek also we have studied. In each and every object there are five things. Asti, Bhati, Priya, Namrup. So all Namrup has got Asti, Bhati, Priya. So that Asti, Bhati, Priya has taken different forms and we have given them different names for transaction purpose. Is it not so? So whatever you see is only Brahman in different form. But we are concentrating on Namrup. We are seeing the form also. This is chair. This is a particular form and we have termed it as a chair for our transaction purpose. This has got a different form and we call it table for transaction purpose. We are not able to see the Satchitanand here. Ignorant will see only the Namrup. Not the Satchitanand. Satchitanand is there also. But a Jnani will see Satchitanand first, Namrup second. A Jnani will see Namrup first, Satchitanand he is not able to see. Do hi to cheez hai bhai. Only two things are there. One is Satchitanand, another thing is Namrup. Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam. Maham Brahma Nirakuryam. May I Brahma, may I never deny Brahman. Nowadays our children say, we don't believe in Ishwar. Ishwar nahi hai. No God. The other day we were studying in chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita. Anishwaram. Anishwaram, this world has got no Ishwar, no controller, no Niyamak, no governor, no Lord. One type of philosophy is there, which is called Charvak or Lokayit. Their philosophy says, there is no Lord. Anishwaram. So here the prayer is, may I never deny the existence of Brahman. Brahman is always there. Ma Brahma Nirakarot. Never Brahma deny me. I am not denying that existence of Brahman. And Brahman should not deny my existence also. He should not deny me. Then, anirakarnamastu, anirakarnam mestu. Let there be no denial of Brahman from my side, and let there be no denial of grace from his side. I am not denying Brahman. And Brahman is also not denying his grace on me. Tadatmani nirteya upanishatsu dharma. Whatever virtues are said in the Upanishad. Dharma means virtues said in the Upanishad. Repose in me. Those virtues, those dharma should come into me while I am delighting in Atman. While I am reveling in the Atman, those dharma, those virtues should come into me. And as a seeker, what virtues should we have? Sadhan chatushtay sampanna. So here dharma for all of us is that we should have this sadhan chatushtay. Vivek, vairagya, satsampatti and muchuttam. Vivek means to discriminate. Discriminate between nitya and anitya. Vairagya, the moment you start discriminating between nitya and anitya, you will find that the whole world which is changing and perishable is anitya. There is only one thing nitya. Both are available, nitya and anitya. Now tell me, which one will you like? The nitya or anitya? Nitya. Nitya will give you permanent happiness. Anitya will never give you permanent happiness. Both are available. Now you will try to seek nitya and run away from anitya. That is vairagya. So the vairagya should be based on vivek. And vivek is you should discriminate between nitya and anitya. Nitya is permanent, eternal, and infinite. Anything which is nitya, permanent, infinite, that will give you infinite sukh. Only infinite can give you infinite sukh. Never a thing which is limited in time and space can give you permanent sukh. Because it itself is limited in time, how can it give you permanent sukh? It can never give you. Atmani nirte ye upanishadsu dharma. So vivek, vairagya. And to understand this Brahman, we must have some inner wealth. Like we have outer wealth to buy the comforts in this world. So if you want to know that Brahman or Atman which is with you, but we are ignorant about it, for knowing that you have to have some wealth. What is that wealth? Sam, dam, uparam, titiksha, shraddha. Good! First is some control of your mind. Some control should be there. Then, dam, control of your senses. Control of your organs of action and organs of perception. Dam, uparam. Once you have got this sam and dam, sam means control of your mind and dam means control of your senses, uparam, there will be, you will start withdrawing from the world. Uparam. Then titiksha. What is titiksha? Forbearance. According to my past actions, I will get both joy and sorrow. Guaranteed. Each one of us, each human being without exception, will get major amount of sukh and dukkh. Why? Because you get the human birth only when the papa and punya are more or less equal. So, papa will give you sorrow, punya will give you joy. So, each and every person will get, and they are dependent on your past actions. So, now already we have acted in the past, now the fruit of action will come. Now you have got a choice, sorrow is coming, you want to cry, cry. You have to take that sorrow. But you have got a choice also, face it boldly. That also you can do. Aaya hai, I also know it will not be there forever because this is a fruit of my action. All actions are limited in time. The result will be also limited in time. So the result of this sorrow will also end one day. Titiksha, you have to forbear. Even Lord has said to Arjuna also in Bhagavad Gita, Matra Sparsasthi Tu Kaunteya Sukha Dukha. What is that? Sparsasthi Tu Kaunteya Sukha Dukha Da Agama Paino Anitya Tan Titichaswa Bharata. Matra Sparsasthi Tu Kaunteya. The moment your organs of perceptions touch the sense objects, what will happen? Sukh and Dukh. Either you will like it. If you like it, it will give you sukh. If you don't like it, it will give you dukh. Dukkada, they are the giver of sukh and dukh. Agama, they will come. Painu, they will go away. Why? Anitya, they are temporary. Tans, therefore. Titichya bharata. Titichya samata, you forbear it. So we all have to forbear it because it will come. Nothing can be done. You will get it. Okay. Then after that, mumuchyutam. You must have little bit of mumuchyutam. I want the knowledge. And Shraddha. Shraddha in what? Guru Vakya and? Guru Vedant. In the Guru you must have Shraddha, Vedant. What is this Adi? What Adi has used there? Right, Ishwar. That Adi represents Ishwar there. So you have to have faith in three. In the Guru, in the Vedant. Vedant means Shastra and ईश्वर. सो दीज वर्चुस तदात्मनि निर्ते यह उपनिषद सुधर्मा दीज आर द धर्म फॉर ए सीकर फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस दीज आर द धर्म दीज आर द वर्चुस दीज आर द वैल्यूज वी मस्ट हैव विवेक वैराग्य सट संपत्ति एंड मुमुक्षुत्वम. ते मई संतु ते मई संतु मे देवी इन मी मे देवी वी इन मी दिस इज माई प्रेयर टू द लॉर्ड प्लीज हेल्प मी टू हैव ऑल दीज. ओम शांति 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 अगेन शांति दैट मीन द सोरो विच मे कम फ्रॉम द थ्री साइड्स और फ्रॉम थ्री सोर्सेस लेट देयर बी पीस पीस पीस. व्हाई इट इज रिक्वायर्ड it is required because it is essential to build harmonious physical psychological and spiritual personality. That is why we are doing the mangalacharan. Now a little bit introduction before we start our mantra. The name of this text is Keno Upanishad. Kena Upanishad. The last Upanishad we studied was? And the Ish word was the first word of the first mantra. Om Ishavasya Idagam Sarva. Ish word was? Similarly, Keno Upanishad means Kena plus Upanishad. When you join it, it becomes Keno. This Ken word is also the first word of the first mantra. So the name has been taken from the first mantra itself, Keno Upanishad. What is the meaning of Upanishad? Upanishad. Up means near, ni means nischay purvak, with certainty, and sad has got three meanings. Sad means destroy, sad means attain, and sad means loosen. Once you start studying the scriptures, the Upanishad, which is nothing but knowledge, what will happen? It will destroy, nas, destruction of what? Agyan. Ignorance will end. Gati, second is gati, movement. The moment you start studying the scriptures, you will start moving toward the Lord, wherever you are standing. Now we are standing in OET. From the OET, we will start moving about turn toward this. The moment you start sitting, chalo ab, yatra shuru. And illusions, loosening of what? I am holding this OET, PFT, BMI. Once you start studying the scriptures, your this holding will start loosening. Upanishad. Where do you find this Upanishad? There is any Veda. What is this Veda? Veda is the Sabdarasi. What do you get in the Veda? It is said, Atindra Vishaya Veda Pramana. Atindra Vishaya. Anything which you cannot perceive by your organs of perception or action, those are called atindriya. Like Brahman is atindriya. We can't see Brahman with our eyes. We can't perceive him with our organs of perception or mind. He is beyond mind. Atindriya vishaya. So what is the praman? What is the source of that knowledge? Praman means source of knowledge. Source of knowledge is Veda. Veda you will get the knowledge of Brahman. So what is the subject matter of Veda? The subject matter normally is said there are only two and both are Atindriya. One is your Dharma and next is Brahma. So in Veda generally you will find two topics covered. Dharma, what is your Dharma? What is your duty? As a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, or according to your ashram, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sanya, what is your duty? That is given in Veda. And Another thing given is about the Brahman. Brahman. Another way you can say, there are three things in the three subject matters: Karma Kanda, Upasana Kanda, and Jnana Kanda. All the rituals, where you will find all these rituals? In Karma Kanda you will find. Upasana, Upasana is for making the mind single-pointed, Upasana. And third is the Jnana Kanda. Another way you can say what is the subject matter of Veda? So you can say the Karma Kanda can be divided into two parts. One is the mantra part, mantra sanghita, we say mantra. Another is the ritual, the Karma Kanda. For Karma Kanda you need the mantra. So mantra plus the rituals, how to do those rituals, is the Karma Kanda. Then Upasana, then Jnana Kanda. This mantra part is to be learned in your Brahmacharya ashram within the first 25 years of your life. And according to that mantra, according to those study, you should exhaust your vasanas, your desires in Grihastha ashram by doing the rituals. In earlier times they used to do the rituals. What is there in the ritual in the when we offer oblations to in the fire, we say swaha swaha, idam namama. This oblation, O Lord, this is for you, not for me. This we say always. This is for you, this is for you, this is for you. That means the Lord is coming into my actions. How to bring in Lord now in our life? Lord has to be brought in. There is no other way out. But we are not doing any rituals nowadays. No rituals. How to bring in Lord? In Bhagavad Gita, Lord has given the prescription in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita that you have to do Karma Yoga. What is this Karma Yoga? Karma Yoga is nothing but that, O Lord, I am acting or I am doing all my actions for your happiness. At present, we are doing all actions for my happiness. If it is for my happiness, then I am worshipping my ego, not worshipping Lord. And what is Karma Yoga? Doing the same action, but for the happiness of the Lord. Now the Lord has come into your life. You have to bring Lord into your life. In Karma Yoga, this is backdoor entry of Lord into your life. I am doing it for his happiness, that's all. He is master, I am his servant. Like Hanumanji, Dasoham, I am Das. Whatever he said, I will do it. So Ishwar is to be brought in. No other scriptures gives you this prescription, and this prescription is needed to purify your mind. Without this medicine, you can never purify your mind. Never, never. So don't keep it only here in your intellect. You have to apply this in your life. Then you will start getting result. Immediately you will start getting result. This will purify. Your vasanas will slowly go down. So this part is to be done in Grihastha ashram. So since we are not doing the rituals nowadays, what we have to do? We have to do the Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga, no specific action, whatever you are doing, as a householder, as a house lady, as a teacher, as a engineer, as a doctor, or whatever may be your profession, do the same thing, but always remember that all my actions are for the happiness of the Lord. Now I am going late to the office. Tell me, will the Lord be happy? No. I am going to tell a lie to my boss. Why I am delayed today? Will the Lord be happy? No. I am going to cheat somebody. Will the Lord be happy? No. You see, just by fitting one mechanism here, one software, all your nisiddha karma, prohibited actions are stopped immediately. All prohibited actions are gone. And there will be another thing also. All your selfish action also will go away. All kamya karma will also go away. Once all the kamya karma gone away, no more impressions here. And the existing impressions, because I am doing everything for the Lord, the existing vasana will start slowly going down and your mind becomes purified. When the mind becomes pure, then after comes the third stage of life, which is called Vanaprastha. In that Vanaprastha, you are supposed to do Upasana. Upasana is for the single pointed of your mind. So in our Brahmacharya, we studied the scriptures. Jo aaj tak nahi hua hamara. We never studied in the first 25 years of life Bhagavad Gita or Upanishad. And according to instructions given in the scriptures, we didn't act in our second part of life, which is Grihasthasram. Once the mind is purified, then you have to make it single-pointed. And for that, making it single-pointed is the upasana which you are supposed to do in your third part of life. We call it Vanaprastha. And in the fourth ashram, sannyas ashram, you are supposed to get the knowledge. Because now your mind has become purified, and after that now it is concentrated, single-pointed. Now you will get the knowledge also. This is in the Sam Veda, and the Sakha is called Talvakara. Talvakara Sakha. It is the ninth chapter of the Sam Veda, Talvakara Sakha. What is there before this ninth chapter? What is stated in the previous eight chapters? In previous eight chapters are the rituals given. It is in the Brahman. Upanishad is in the Brahman portion. Now, do you remember? I told you four portions: mantra, Brahman, upasana, gyan kand. Normally, gyan kand is called Vedant. Vedant means which is in the ant of the Veda, at the end. But this is found in the Brahman part of the Veda. So Vedant doesn't mean that it will be always the last chapter of the Veda. No, it can be found anywhere in the scriptures. Shankaracharya says, earlier than the different rites have been exhaustively dealt with, and the meditation on the vital force as the basis of the rite, the rites have been exhaustively dealt with, and the different meditations on the vital force as the basis of the rite, as also the meditation on the various samas forming the part of the rite have been. So in the previous eight chapters, rituals were said. And the meditation on the vital forces were also suggested. Why so is suggested? If all these rites and meditations are enjoined or properly observed, then they become the cause of purification of your mind. We just now learnt about how to purify mind. Shankaracharya is also saying the same thing. If you are doing these rituals, that these oblations, O Lord, this is for you, not for me. And then after that you do the upasana also, meditation on that also, so that will purify your mind. So two most essential things in our life is your purification of mind, and second is knowledge, jnana. So by these rituals you will get the purification of mind, and one who is free from the desires and longs for the emancipation. So after the purification of mind, then the jigyasa and inquiry will come into you. I want to know that self. Without purification, this will never come into you. Because you are always acting according to your vasana, and it always makes you extrovert, going out, always going into the world. When this is purified, the mind is purified, vasanas are less, then a desire to know the Self will come. But in case of one who cherishes desire and has no enlightenment, the rites by themselves as enjoyed in the Vedas and Smritis become the cause of attainment of the southern path of the return. Southern path of return, now you have to know. Suppose I am doing only rituals, then you go by the southern path. But if you have got the knowledge, you go by the northern path. Southern path, you will have to come back, you will return. In northern path, there is no return. What is this southern path and northern path? Dakshinayan, Uttarayan. Dakshinayan means when the solar sun is going toward the south side. In the winter, it is going toward south. And Uttarayan starts from the Sankranti in the month of January, Uttarayan. In Dakshinayan, what happens? The day is 8 hours, night is 16 hours. And when the sun is in the Uttarayan, day is 16 hours, night is more light in the Uttarayan, less light in the Dakshinayan. So if you are doing the karma only, you will get merit. And for that merit, you will be going to the different lokas and chine punye marta loke visanti, you will come back. That means you are going by the southern part. Southern part means Dakshinayan. Dakshinayan means less light. Day is less. You don't have the full knowledge. You understand it? Day is only 8 hours. Your knowledge is limited. You have done only rites, not the jnana part. But if you do with the knowledge, you go by the Uttarayan, no return. But though the activity prompted by the natural impulses that are repugnant to the scriptures, they are will be degradation into the lower beings ranging from the beast to the motionless ones, trees, in accordance with the Vedic text. That means you are neither following the northern path, you are not doing the rituals also, you are not following the southern or the northern part. Tumhe se kuch nahi kiya. What you have done? Only fulfilling your selfish desire. What will become? You will be degraded. You will become a beast, or you will become a motionless tree. Then one does not proceed by either of these paths. You will neither be given the southern path, Dakshinayan, neither the northern path. They become these little creatures like mosquitoes. I am not saying all these things. This is all the Bhashya of Shankaracharya ji. They become the mosquito that are constantly subject to birth and death following the divine order. Be born and die. So if you don't follow the scriptures, don't start doing your karma yoga or jnana yoga, if you are not doing these things, you are denied entry into the southern path or the northern path. You will be in the cycle of birth and death. The longing for the knowledge of the indwelling self arises only in the desireless man of pure mind and who has renounced all transitory external means and ends by virtue of emergence of a special kind of tendency in his mind created by the work done in his life or in the previous life. Unless your mind is purified in this life or in the earlier life, the result of purified mind travels. You don't have to produce a certificate that you attended so many satsang of Chinmay Mission. No. Because your mind is purified, this purified mind is going to the another body, third body, fourth body, fifth body. Once the mind is purified, then only there will be longing for the knowledge, not before that. So if you all are sitting here longing for the knowledge, that means your mind is purified to some extent. It's implied. Otherwise, the gates are open, there is no security guard there, no ticket, nothing, but nobody can walk in because they are not eligible. They are not adhikari. They will not come in. This fact is being shown in the form of the question and answer by the Vedic text beginning with the Kena Ishitam. Then a desire will come into you. You will run to a teacher. Tell me, Kena Ishitam. This is the first word of this Upanishad. It starts with a question which is asked to the Guru. Who is this power? In the Katha Upanishad 2, it is said the self-existent Lord destroyed the outgoing senses and therefore one sees the outer things and not the self within. A rare discriminating man desiring immortality runs his eyes away and then sees the indwelling self. Katha Upanishad. Many times I have said, we have got a manufacturing defect, which the Katha Upanishad it is said. Paranchikhani. It is said, Paranchikhani vitrinat sambhu tasmat parang pasati nantaratna kaschid dhira pratyag atmanam aichat abhrit chakru amritatva ichchan. Paranchikhani, all our organs of perception are extroverted. The Lord has destroyed their capacity to see inside. With this eyes you cannot see inside. Can you? With the ear, can you see, hear the sound of your heart? No. With the smell, with this nose, can you smell what is inside? No. The Lord has made this arrangement. He is sitting inside. But we are not able to go there. But kaschid dhira, one, a very few intelligent people, pratyagatman aichat, they want to know pratyagatman. I want to know my own nature, true self. What they will do? Abhrita chakshu, they will close their eyes. Because these eyes are meant only to see outside. I don't want to see outside. Abhrita chakshu, I will sit down. Why? Amritattva ichchan. I want to know this amritattva. He will sit in the meditation. Why? He will do that. Paricha lokan karmachitan brahmano nirvedayanana. Because he has seen the whole world and he has experienced that this world will never, never give me permanent happiness. So the vairagya has come. That is why now he is shutting his eyes and sitting there. Then thereafter what happens? Then he runs to the teacher. Runs to the teacher. Where is that teacher? In Mundak Upanishad it is said, tad vijnanartham to gurumeva vigachet samatpani srotriyam brahmanishta. Tad vijnanartham, for knowing this, tad vijnanartham. Then you run to the teacher. How you run to the teacher? Samatpani, by taking some firewood. That doesn't mean from tomorrow morning you will come with the firewood. No! At that time, there was the Rishi and Muni used to do the rituals. They needed the firewood. So any seeker desirous of the knowledge will come to the teacher with the fuel, with the fire, samitpani. He will come and offer it to the Guru. This is I have brought for you. And how is that Guru should be? Srotriyam Brahmanishta. Srotriyam Brahmanishta. He must know the scripture. He must have studied it and is able to convey the message of the Vedas. There are many masters, they know scripture but are not able to convey. Rotriya, Brahmanishtha, he must abide in Brahman. So these two qualifications are stated. But in our Guru Shishya Parampara, it is also said he must have got his knowledge in Guru Shishya Parampara. That is also a qualification. So the Guru should be in the Guru-Shishya Parampara. Number one, Shrotriya, he must have studied the scriptures, Brahmanishtha, and must be abiding in that. Then what happens if you come to know the Nisavasya Upanishad, you have studied, tatra ko moha ko sokaha ekatvam anupasyata, tatra ko soka, where is the sorrow? Once you reach here, his name is Satchidananda. There is no sorrow there. Tatra kaha soka? Kaha moha? There is no delusion also. Delusion is here. Not understanding this as it is delusion. We think this will give me permanent happiness. This will give me happiness. No. This is our delusion. Tatra kaha moha kaha soka? When you come to know this, there is no moho and soka. Then, if you come to know what will happen, you have already studied many times, perhaps in Drigdrishya Vivek also, in Bhagavat also, couple of times. Vidyate hridaya ganti, chidyante sarvasansaya, chiyante chasya karmani, tasmin drishte paravare. When you come to know this par and avar, tasmin drishte paravare, what will happen? Vidyate hridaya ganti. What is this hridaya ganti? Many times I have said, good! You will get one candy today. Avidya kam karma. This is avidya. This is anarthkari parampara. Avidya, ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of this. This we have got, Atman we have got, but still we are ignorant about it. Ignorance. Because we do not know that I am Purna. I need nothing from this world. But still I am running to this world to take things from the world, objects from the world, beings, and I am trying to make myself full, full, full. Can I become full? Never. We all tried, whole life we have tried, but we never became full. And if you continue to do this thing, the result will be the same. Result will not change. Vidyate hridaya ganti, this will be over because of this ignorance that I am incomplete. A desire comes in the intellect and at the body level we act. Then comes the fruit of action. When the fruit of action comes, either I like it, I don't like it. It is printed here. I like the pizza of this shop, I don't like the pizza of that shop. So whenever you pass from this side, a desire will come, oh, this is good pizza. You may stop. Continuing process. This is called anarthkari parampara. Vidyate hridaya ganti, chidyante sarvasansaya. All doubt will be dispelled. What are these doubts? We have got doubts about three things only. What is that? What is that? Bolo, bolo. Jeev, Jagat and Ishwar. We have got always doubts about Ishwar. कौन से ईश्वर की पूजा करे, इसकी करे कि उसकी करे, जीव इज देयर और नॉट. लॉर्ड हैज सेड इन भगवद गीता, क्षेत्रज्ञ चापि माम विद्धि. अरे दैट जीव इज मी. अबाउट द जगत ऑल्सो, कहाँ से आया, पहले अंडा आया ना मुर्गी आया, पहले फर्स्ट केम द सीड और द ट्री. टेल लो, जीव जगत ईश्वर. सो वी डोंट हैव टू फाइंड आउट द कॉज. Many people ask, pehle body hua na karma hua? Because the body is dependent on your past karma. And for doing karma, you need a body. So tell me which one came first. If you say body, then you must have done karma. And if you have done karma in the past, there must was a body. So we don't have to go into all these things. Don't try to research when it started, kab suru hua, nahi hua. We have to come out of this. This is all maya. Don't try to find out when the maya started. We are in maya. We have to come out of maya. And that is possible. So, vidyate hridaya ganti, chidyante sarvasansaya, chiyante chasya karmani. Chiyante chasya karmani, all karma. All sanchit karma, prarabdha karma, all gone. Why? What is the science behind it? I have told you many times. Ah, he will get another candy today. So, Premal ji has collected many candies because he has become a karta. Jeev always thinks, I am karta, I am the doer. So, So once you become doer, you become enjoyer also. You have to enjoy and suffer both. The moment you say, no, I am a karta, I am that Atman, which is nothing but Brahman, then Atman is always a karta. Then who is the karta? Huh? Jiva. There are, Amma, only two things. One is the Atma, another is called Anatma. If Atma is the not doer, by the law of remainder, who is the doer? Anatma is the doer, Prakriti is the doer, Maya is the doer. And we all say, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Ahankar Bimur Atma, Karta Hamiti Manyate. We say, I am Karta, I am Karta. Who is Karta? Prakriti is Karta. So all, everything is gone. Now a doubt may come. Can I do the karma, the rituals and the knowledge together? Jnan karma samuchya? Shankaracharya ji says, no. This will give you other result. By karma, you will go to different loka. By vidya, we have seen this thing in our Ishavasya Upanishad. By the rituals, you go to the Pitarlok. By vidya, you go to the Devalok. But by the knowledge of the Self, you go beyond all these. So if you try to samuchaya, combine karma and jnana, result will be different. Can I get it by karma itself? Can you get Atman by karma? Never you will get. Why? Because the father of karma is ignorance. Father of action is ignorance. Because of this avidya, because of this ignorance, that I am not complete, a desire comes into me to make myself complete in that, the intellectual level. And then I do the karma. So who is the father of karma? Agyan. Very simple. Can you get gyan by agyan? Can you get gyan, knowledge by ignorance? Impossible. Can you get knowledge from ignorance? Ignorance can be removed by knowledge, but you cannot get knowledge from the ignorance. And the karma, who is the father of the karma? Ignorance. So can you get knowledge of the Self from the karma? Never. So next day we'll start our first mantra we'll take. This much. Achha, first mantra we'll just chant.
Just chant.
In 51.
Om Kineshitam Patati Preshitam Manaha.
Om Kineshitam Patati Preshitam Manaha.
Kena Prana Prathama Praiti Yuktaha.
Kena Prana Prathama Praiti Yuktaha.
Keneshitam vachamimam vadanti.
Keneshitam vachamimam vadanti.
Chakshu srotram kaudevo yunakti.
Chakshu srotram kaudevo yunakti. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Guru Namaha. Hari Om.